Hey there, how are you? I hope you are doing fan-freaking-tastic. Today, we are talking about whether or not the rules of job searching have changed given the coronavirus and the pandemic and the high unemployment and all the things. So, have the rules changed? And then I have a few random updates, tips, kind of like a general miscellaneous episode today. So, stay with me. You are listening to the Career Talk, Learn, Grow, Thrive podcast, where we talk about all things career related. I tell you how it is, and we get right to the point. I am your host, Stephanie Dennis, and my background is in HR, which is what I have my master's degree in. My passion is really helping others, sharing my knowledge, and doing so others can make positive changes in their lives. So here we are. This is a good time to mention this podcast does contain adult language. Getting into it here. So obviously things have changed, right? So a lot of the advice and conversations we've had in the entire time the podcast has been up. So we started the podcast back in 2016, and that entire time we've been in a candidate market. And what does that mean? Candidate market is where the leverage is with the candidates, meaning there are more jobs than there are candidates to fill. So it's harder for companies to find qualified folks to fill the roles, which gives us as job seekers more leverage, right? And now the tables have turned. There is pretty high unemployment right now, and there are more people needing jobs than there are jobs available. So someone asked me to provide some market insights and kind of a general market update. So the biggest market update that I have for you is just that. It's definitely more of an employer market, whereas before we were in a candidate market. And now I'm a numbers person, so let's get into some of these numbers. One thing I want to look at is unemployment. If we look at unemployment for April 2020, we had unemployment of 14.7%. May 2020, it went down to 13.1%. June 2020, it also further went down to 11.1%. So unemployment is trending in the right direction. The unemployment is telling us that surface level, our market is improving and the situation around people needing jobs and getting them is getting better, right? I'm still a little bit nervous to say we have a strong market. There's a couple reasons. One, and I don't know if there's a way to prove this or not, but I've heard the Federal Reserve is printing a lot of extra money right now to help inflate the market. And then also at the end of July, so July 31st, 2020, I think, July 30th, July 31st, either way, whichever one comes last in July, the extra $600 a week that people are getting for unemployment is going to expire. So if there is not a extension or an additional component to the CARES Act, which is what that $600 is under, it's called the CARES Act, it could put our economy in a really bad spot. So while on the surface level, like our stock market is really strong, unemployment is going down, those are my two reserves of saying we're kind of in a good spot. And I did a little bit of research looking historically. So back when we had the recession of 08-09, all that fun stuff when I just happened to graduate college. Thank you, round one of recession. The unemployment rate peaked at 10%. So the last 3 months, April, May, June of 2020, we have had higher unemployment than the highest unemployment we had back in 08-09. And that's kind of like my number 2.5, my number 3 reservation for saying we have a strong market. So we're trending in the right direction, but those are my concerns. All that data information, by the way, from BLS.gov, so the Bureau of Labor Statistics. And then I also looked into our separations. So we had roughly back in 08-09, 3.5% separations employees from employers. March of 2020, we were at 9.7%. And then April of 2020, we were at 7.5%. So again, the numbers are higher than they were during the 08-09 recession, which is giving me some pause, like a lot of pause. As a, I don't say random update, but I also was impacted by a furlough. My company did 30,000 of their vendors or contractors, they laid off or furloughed. I am 100% invited back when the company picks back up again. As someone who's in recruiting if companies aren't hiring a lot, that makes me nervous for like obviously my job, but also from like a general market perspective. Because if companies are slowing down hiring, what are we going to do with this 11.1% of folks? I don't know. I don't have the answer, but I hope we can all find super amazing, super fun jobs relatively quickly so we don't have to go through another really severe economic depression or recession. Not really sure what term we're using at this point because everything looks good, like I said, on the surface. So another number I dug into was the number of unemployed persons per job opening. So this I found to be an interesting statistic. I love numbers, so I feel like this is too much. I'm almost done giving you numbers, I promise. So in April 2020, we had 4.6. So we had 4.6 people who are unemployed per job opening. So you have 4.6 people fighting per one job. So candidate to job, 4.6 to 1, which is not great. However, in 08-09, we had a range. It was 1.9 to 6.4. So it peaked higher, but it also went a lot lower. So there's a lot of similarities. Our numbers are a little bit higher in the sense of more unemployment, more separations, depending on the exact month, more unemployed folks per job opening. However, again, with this CARES Act and everything like that, I think it's helping keeping our economy going. I just don't know. So I'm recording this on July 9th, 2020. So as of now, we don't know if that's just full stop, July 31st, it's over, or if we're going to do something to maybe like CARES Act Part 2 or extending those benefits. I don't know. We will all find out together. One of the biggest questions I've been getting is, given everything that has changed, have the rules of job searching changed? And my answer is no. Like, almost. Here's why I say almost. The advice I give y'all on the podcast here is solid advice, regardless of when you're searching for a job. The advice I give folks is really to help people stand out above the people they're competing with for a job. So the things that I have said to do are helping you stand out. The one thing I have changed my mind on, and not even so much changed my mind on, it's just because we're in a different market. The one thing I will say is before my attitude, maybe opinion is a better word, about cover letters was don't waste your time because us recruiters don't read them. However, I think because we so very, very quickly move from a candidate market to an employer market, I think it would be a really great time to do a really awesome cover letter. And if you're like, but Steph, how do I do a cover letter? I got you. Simadana, let me just find it. Can y'all hear my dog snoring? Okay, so if you go back to episode 62, oh my gosh, this feels like forever ago, September 24th, 2017, I walk you through how to do a really good cover letter. So check it out. It's very easy in my mind. They're just time consuming, right? Because in order for them to be good, they have to be tailored to the job description and the company. But in a market where we have more competition as job seekers, I think we need to do the extras and go above and beyond. So that is my only, the only thing I've kind of like really changed my mind on, and I don't even want to say like change my mind, because in a candidate market, when we flip back, I'm going to tell you again, like, don't waste your time. And in an employer market, I'm going to tell you, now's probably a good time to invest in a good cover letter template. So that is my opinion, and I probably, because we had been in the candidate market for so long, wasn't very clear about that back in 2017. Although maybe I was, because I honestly don't even remember what I ate for dinner yesterday. So it is what it is. The other thing we need to factor in when we're thinking about how everything has changed and things to consider is we are now in wave 2 of coronavirus. Like, we're in the thick of it, right? And wave 2 is, I guess, a beating, if that's even the right word. Wave 1, like the last week and a half-ish, maybe 2 weeks, we've had several record-breaking daily new cases, which is not good. Can I just say, people, wear your mask and wash your hands and don't touch your face? Like, I don't know why it's so hard. I really don't. And plus, like, honestly, like, for the folks who can't see the video, but if you want to see the video, like, TikTok or Instagram or Facebook, but, like, if you have a mask on and you got, like, some of this, some of the chin, like, the extra chin, like, you can't even see it. So I feel like it's like a plus. And it, like, you know, keeps people safe and not possibly giving them a deadly disease. So there's that. As we look at wave two, are we going to go into another lockdown? If we go into another lockdown, then we have, I am guessing, we're spiking again in unemployment. So there's all these things to think about. I haven't heard of another stay-in-place orders for my state or any other state. Another thing we have to think about when it comes to the job market is the small businesses. So are a lot of those small businesses that closed during the stay-at-home orders, are those companies reopening? Because those companies, while they were small businesses, still employed quite a few folks collectively. Lots to consider, lots to think about when we think about, like, what are the market insights? Have the rules changed? In general, the rules have not changed. Like I said, cover letters, make a cool one. Episode 62, although Apple doesn't let us put numbers in our titles anymore. So again, September 24th, 2017. All of that is going to have an impact on the stock market, and the stock market is going to have an impact on unemployment. Okay, two quick things, helpful advice or quick tips if you are getting furloughed. So I was very, very fortunate to have a 4-week notice that I was getting laid off. I found out like June 2nd, maybe June 3rd, that June 30th was going to be my last day. So based on how my payroll is set up, I still haven't had my last two paychecks yet. I think it turned out to be 7 more checks after that. So because I had 4 weeks notice and my payroll is 2 weeks behind, that gave me 7 paychecks of knowledge that I'm no longer going to have the income that I had. So what I did that was helpful for me, because I'm a planner, I literally was able to pay every single one of my bills is at least 3 months ahead. So like I just prepaid like a bunch of bills, like your electric, water, trash, cell phone. Car insurance is every 6 months, so that's, we'll throw it in there, but I didn't have to do extra money. I just did that not too long ago. Mortgage, car, and some of those bills are, I just gave them 4 months worth. Okay, my other quick tip is check out Facebook for leads. So I know we've talked about job hunting in other episodes, putting your Google alerts for jobs, setting your Indeed alerts, setting up your LinkedIn alerts. So every day as new jobs are posted, you get an email with all the new jobs that meet your criteria. Mine are set up as Boolean searches. So if y'all want me to do a video on that, I can. Basically, it's just like an easy way to enter into a database of everything I want. And then it emails me everything that meets that criteria. And in this kind of market, it's important to be at the top of the list in terms of like order of people who've applied. So getting those emails daily if you're looking for a new job is going to be really critical. And I also want you guys to check out Facebook groups. So Facebook groups for your niche, right? So for me, it would be recruiting jobs, talent acquisition remote positions, right? So try all the different types of words that you use for your profession and join some of those groups, because while most of the jobs are going to show up in your daily emails with your Boolean searches and all that, there are going to be a few here and there that are very interesting opportunities that you will only see in those Facebook groups. So check that out. I think I've mentioned it in another episode, but just in case, make sure we do all of those things as we're trying to find job leads. Obviously, we're networking or reaching out to people we've talked to before. Who do you know? What's open? Who's hiring? All the things, and also the Facebook group. All right, so hopefully you found this episode helpful. Hopefully, to the person who asked me to do market insights, that's helpful. If there's anything specific you want me to touch on, definitely let me know. I can hop in and do another update episode as well. If you want me to do an episode on a particular topic, you can head over to the Google survey link in the show notes. You can reach out to me, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, Stephanus13. As always, thank you so much for taking the time to be here. I really appreciate you. You can find the show notes and more information over at Stephanus13. If you want to learn how we can work together, resume reviews, career coaching, if there's something else you need that I don't cover on the consulting page, reach out to me. Let's have a conversation about it. Go over to listentocareertalk.com for more information there. If you want to support the show, one of three ways, queertalkswag.com. Fun story set up with some cool products and merch. I also have the resume review consulting services on there. So if you guys want to check out that on the Shopify store, again, queertalkswag.com. You can also do a donation via PayPal or Anchor as well. And if you are enjoying the show and finding value, please take a quick moment, leave a rating and or review for the show. It really does help others find us, and I love reading them. They're fun. Even the last one that said I had too much laughing, I just laughed at it. I'm like, that's unhappy. It was like a 1-star review. It's like too much laughing. I'm like, I'm not gonna be like not happy for you. So like, sorry, not sorry. I don't know. See, it just makes me laugh. We are written, produced, hosted, and edited by yours truly. Thank you so much. So amazing. So fabulous. I hope you have a beautiful, lovely rest of your day.